You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hi, Hope. Good morning.
Hi, good morning, boys.
So hi, Hope.
You have
we have.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
So you have moved in the last 90 days from where to where?
I'm currently in the process. I'm moving this week. We are going from Longmont to Gun Barrel, Boulder, and we're doing loads and loads and loads of trips, and the movers come tomorrow.
Wow. Is it moving fun?
Oh my gosh, you guys, it's just the best.
It's the worst. I still have boxes that I haven't unpacked from like three moves ago. They're still taped up and in my basement. I don't even know what's in them.
Wow.
God.
Did you upsize or downsize?
I am pregnant. We are upsizing, and we have a baby coming in December. So hopefully our boxes will be unpacked by then.
Oh, well, yeah, first of all, congratulations. Have you found out if it's a boy or a girl?
We have. It is a boy.
Okay, so having said that, are you going to name this baby Dom, or are you going to name the baby Jeremy?
Dominic Jeremy sounds like a great name.
Dominic Jeremy, hyphenated.
Then you can just call him DJ.
DJ, cute.
Oh, that's
going to be a great kid.
Well, listen, good luck with your move. So
and your birthing. Good luck with your birthing too.
Yeah, you know, you've got a great excuse to not have to carry and haul a bunch of stuff. You're like, "Hey, I'm pregnant. I'm not moving
that couch."
Mhm.
Exactly. How are you going to decorate the baby's room? Is there going to be a theme?
It's pretty neutral. We do have an older daughter. She's 2.5, so we'll probably reuse a lot of the same thing.
That's good. The baby's not going to know.
Yeah, like
the baby's not going to look up and throw his arms in the air and be like, what the hell? This room is hideous.
Mm-hmm.
He won't care.
Right.
You might pay us back by not sleeping.
Well, yeah, that's a guarantee. Do babies still stare at those, like, what do they call those things?
The mobiles?
Mobile?
Yeah.
Is it a mobile or a mobile?
We have a mobile from my wonderful aunt that my daughter still uses. So hopefully she's okay giving it up when the baby comes.
We went new school with that, with the projector that would project onto the ceiling and spin around with images versus the old school one hanging over the crib.
I had old school with my son Dominic, but I'm just wondering, the more I ever think about those things, I'm wondering if it makes kids psychotic. You know, you got these dancing things spinning around over their head, and they can't get rid of it. It's like, I do. I mean, I think it makes children slightly psychotic.
Oh, my God.
Think about it.
Could be.
If you can't...
They get back at you when they poop their pants in, like, church or something.
They can't really see anything else because they're lying there on their back looking up, and it's this thing right above them. Oh.
I don't really know how to close my eyes yet.
Right. It's like, make it go away.
Hope. If we didn't have enough to worry about already as parents.
Exactly. Now you're making your kids psychotic. You ready to play Rattle Off with us?
Yes, I'm going to try my best.
All right, let's see how you do. If you got kids, maybe you can do this one. Let's find out. 10 seconds, Hope. We need you to name the names of five dinosaurs. Five dinosaurs. Can you do it? Ready and go.
Oh, gosh. Brontosaurus, Tyrannosaurus Rex, Pterodactyl.
Oh, no.
Where's the Velociraptor?
The Stegosaurus.
My boy isn't big enough to give me the names yet.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, listen, you are an absolute treat to talk to. Thank you for staying and being on the show with us, okay?
Thank you guys so much. This is my first time. It was super fun.
Aw, thank you.
Well, we always ask people their first time. You got to rate us from 1 to 5 stars. What are we getting?
Oh, 5 stars. You guys were super nice.
Thank you very much.
Very appreciated.
Thank you very much.
Hope, have a great day. Good luck with your move.
Yep.
Thank you. You too.
Bye.
I'm not moving.
So far, everyone has stayed on the line, including your guy you picked, Darren.
Still on there,
he's still there.
All
hey,
right.
Darren.
Still here.
Hey,
tell us about your move.
I moved from Denver to Lone Tree. Upsized a little bit.
Yeah.
Extra kids need more space.
You're in a fancy part of town.
I've got extra kids.
Extra kids running around. We're moving our radio station to the Lone Tree area.
Mm-hmm.
I'm super excited about being down there.
Yeah.
It's very nice.
Yeah, we'll be neighbors. What'd you pay for your house?
More than I probably wanted to.
That's all right. Tell us.
You can tell us.
Come on, everybody's dropping cash.
Who cares?
Come on, Darren. How much?
It's 700.
700. Mm. That's like
two bedroom, one bath.
That's like what everybody's paying right now.
It was straight out of the 80s. Hadn't been touched since 84, probably. Had white carpet everywhere.
Oh, my.
And with two dogs and kids, we ripped all that up.
Immediately get that out of there.
How much do you think you're going to be putting into it, roughly? Do you know yet?
It's already been quite a bit.
So you're doing carpet. What else are you having to do?
Flooring. We did flooring. We scraped all the popcorn ceilings.
Yeah.
Yeah. Recessed lighting, ceiling fans.
Wow.
New carpet.
You're a busy boy.
Bathrooms.
Man. And you still paid $700,000 for a fixer-upper. Isn't that crazy?
And that hasn't even touched the outside landscaping yet.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Ouch. Honestly, when I think about really young, like how old are you, Darren? You in your 40s?
30s.
I think about somebody who's like 24, 25, 26, 27, and the prospect of them being able to buy a home. And I'm like,
it's going to be difficult. Very, very difficult. Man, yeah. And rates are high again.
I just don't get it, man. Well, listen, you're a good man. You ready to play some Rattle Off with your boys?
Yes.
All right. Why don't you give us a letter? Pick a letter.
A.
A.
Good one. Then in 10 seconds, you got to give us five animals or insects. Animals or insects that begin with an A. Five animals or insects that start with an A. Ready and go.
Ant, alligator, aardvark.
Good.
The ant eater.
Yeah.
Ant eater.
Oh, yeah.
Antelope.
Ant eater.
The Ocelopsa.
Of course.
An abalone.
And many more, Darren.
Well, you picked an A. Yeah. You know, that was a hard one.
Darn it. And your kids are all frustrated with you, too, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Yeah. My kids wanted to say hi in the back seat, but.
Yeah. You sound exhausted, Darren. Go take a nap.
I've called in before, and that always seems to be the theme.
You got kids. You're ripping a house apart. You moved. You need a nap, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Go have a cocktail and take a nap.
Two cocktails.
All right.
I will take your advice.
All right, man.
Have a good day, buddy. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
I wonder if I said that to him last time. Did he sound tired?
I think he sounds like he must have. Crystal, what are you doing right now? I hear a bunch of noise.
I'm getting gas, actually.
Oh, congrats.
Hmm. And you have moved in the last 90 days?
I have, actually.
From where to where?
I moved three houses down, which is interesting. Not far.
So, no joke, there is a house two doors down from me, and there's a sweet little old lady that lives in it. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to be rude or anything, but we're kind of counting down to, when she's out of that house, let's say, and I want to move two doors down. I want her house.
Okay. I hear you. See?
So, I've kind of put in, a good word. I've said some things to her,
Just do it.
And I want to move. It's a better house. It's
Crystal,
so nice.
When I was a senior in high school, I kid you not, we moved next door.
Yeah, that's an easy move.
Oh. We moved next door. My parents always loved the house where the Farringtons live, and when the Farringtons moved, my mom and dad bought it, and we just picked everything up, walked out our front door, across the two front yards, right into that other door.
Yep.
It's the weirdest thing, but I can say I have moved next door.
So why did you move three doors down? What was the deal with that?
I was renting, and the lady decided to sell, so I had to find something else. And luckily, there was another house for rent, so I just moved a few houses down.
Perfect.
So we could stay in the same district with the kiddo at the school. And
that works out good.
How perfect.
Did your rent go up or go down?
It stayed the same. Can you believe it?
No. I don't.
I can. Yeah. I would have totally upcharged you.
You're desperate.
Yeah, you're in a pinch,
That landlord's like, Crystal is desperate
It's
going to
be $200 more a month, unfortunately. Mm. But, well, that's great.
Did you get a lot of help with your move?
I did. My brother and sister came in from Arizona to help me.
Those are good family members.
Yeah. Very
they
nice.
Sure is.
Did you pay him?
I did not. I took him to dinner.
Well, I guess that's even better than pizza and beer, because if you go out to dinner, it's going to be a little bit better, probably.
Where'd you take him?
We went to Chop Shop on Colfax, so nothing too fancy, but...
I don't think I'm familiar with
it. I don't know that one either. Hmm. It sounds fancy.
Oh, it is. It's good.
All right.
Kind of like a fast food type restaurant style, you know?
Uh-oh.
Oh, well, then maybe pizza and beer would have been better.
It could have been.
They're like, we came all the way out from Arizona for this?
This? You've taken us to, yeah.
Now my back hurts?
There's some other places on Colfax.
And I have a stomach ache?
A little bit better.
Well, you know.
That's all right. You're on a budget.
You know, Crystal, we've enjoyed talking to you. We haven't got a winner yet in Rattle-Off. Are you ready to give it a try?
I am.
All right. We're going to talk about food in this one. In 10 seconds, we're looking for five food chains. It has to be a chain. It can't be a standalone restaurant. A chain that specializes in Mexican food. Five okay. Mexican food chains. Ready? And go.
On the Border, El Tavon, El Rey's, Tex-Mex, Chili's. I don't know if that would be it.
No, where's like Taco Bell?
Taco John's.
Oh, shit.
Hey, did she say a bad word?
I didn't.
Did you
hear it? I said, shoot.
Oh, okay, shoot. Okay. I didn't know if I had to hit the dumb button or not.
You missed some biggies. Right.
Del Taco, Taco Bell,
I think I was trying too hard, more of a restaurant style,
I would have accepted like Chipotle and
Qdoba.
Right?
Yeah. But not Chili's. Chili's would
definitely
work.
Not Chili's.
Yeah, no Chili's, but
you know, we've loved talking to you. I'm glad you found another place and you can keep your kids kind of stable in their little area. So good for you.
Right. Well, thank y'all.
Yeah.
Thank you for being on the show.
All right. See you later.
Bye.
Okay. We'll see you later.
See you later.
Dan has kept holding. Hi, Dan.
Hello.
But you know, it's easy for them all to hold because we haven't had a winner yet, so there's still a prize available.
That's right. Concert tickets up for grabs, Danny boy.
All right. So where was your move? From where to where?
Thornton to Lafayette.
You left where they eat their dead?
Yeah.
Oh.
What's going on in Lafayette?
Nothing, just closer to the mountains.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it is, isn't it?
By that much?
Yeah, it's like 10 minutes away from Boulder, so.
Mm. Okay. Why do you like going? Do you go to the mountains often?
I try to.
What do you do up there?
Camp.
Oh.
Ride motorcycles, stuff.
Yeah. Hey, Colorado stuff.
Hmm. Yeah, Colorado stuff.
There you go. Hmm.
Do you upsize, downsize?
Pretty much even trade.
Okay. Did you buy?
Of course.
But of course.
Of course.
Well, you can't say, but of course. We just talked to Crystal, and she's renting.
Money
so
is no object for this guy, though.
What'd you pay for your new house?
$650.
Again, two bedroom, one bath.
How much did you roll into it from your old house?
About four.
All right. So you got like a $250,000 mortgage?
Something like that, yeah.
Something like that.
What kind of rate did you get?
What, 6-7 probably?
6.5?
About 5.5.
Hey!
Whoa, you scored.
Look at you.
You scored, man.
Good for you.
Well, that's good.
He's not comfortable answering all these questions.
You met your new neighbors?
I'm not.
Did you meet your new neighbors?
A couple of them.
Yeah.
Cool.
Do you already hate a couple of them? They're
no,
cool.
No, I don't hate any. I've met a couple and they're cool.
That's good. It's always touch and go with the new neighborhood and the new neighbors, you
right?
Know?
But you can really be fooled, and I got to tell you, because I met a neighbor first meeting, I thought coolest neighbor ever. By the second and third meeting, I realized, oh my god, how did I misjudge this on the first meeting?
Totally switched.
They're nightmares.
Uh oh.
Yeah. So first meeting.
What are they? Country music fans or something?
That would be. I'd move. I would move.
Dan, are you single? There's somebody writing in right now who lives in Lafayette, and she wants to know if you're single.
I am not.
Oh, sorry,
engaged,
Amy.
So.
Sorry, Amy.
Oh, he's only engaged, so he hasn't walked down the aisle
yet.
That
could fall apart at any time.
Yeah, people
like
break up from engagements all the time.
It's not going to fall apart.
No, you're in love. You're a smitten kitten.
He or she?
He or she.
She. And where did you meet her?
She. At the gym.
Oh, perfect.
Oh, he's like,
spot me, baby.
Babe, do you even lift?
Were you lifting heavier when she was around?
Oh, yeah.
No, I still lit the same. I mean, I don't try to impress people.
You don't?
Were you making noises? So were you doing the grunt?
So good.
Were you doing the...
Was he grunting? Is that what you're going to ask?
Yeah, was he grunting? Was he... Were you doing that?
Well, of course. And the best part about going to the gym, too, is you get when people are straining and making their noises.
Yeah.
They're like sex noises.
They're like sex noises, aren't they?
Pay attention.
Pervert Dan wandering around the gym listening to the sex noises.
And she said yes to you?
Yes, she did.
What did she sound like when she was lifting her weights? Can you recreate what she sounded like?
No, not on the radio. But you got your guys in the gym going, and then the girls are like, so yeah.
Okay. Well, we got that audio, so that's
all right. There we go.
Dan, I'm turned on right now.
Yeah, I know. It's hot here. Hold on. I'm a fan myself.
Yep. That's the only reason Dan's at the gym right there. All right, buddy. You're funny. I like you.
Are you ready to play Rattle Off with your boys?
I am.
All right. You got 10 seconds. These can be past, present. I don't care how old they are. If it's current, like contemporary, it doesn't matter. We just need 5 female country stars. 5 female country singers.
Yeah, you're going to screw me here.
No,
that only happens at the gym.
That's at the gym. 10 seconds. Ready and go.
What do you got? Dolly Parton.
Yep.
Shania Twain.
Yep.
Oh, oh boy, darn.
I think that's all I got.
Well, that's too bad. Well, you know what? I'm not a country music fan either, but I think I could name 5.
Miranda Lambert, Carrie Underwood.
Sure.
Faith Hill, Reba.
Yeah, Reba.
Well, I don't listen to country. So
I don't either, right. But you've heard of these people, right? I mean, you've heard of Carrie Underwood, right?
I have, but it doesn't stick in my brain because I don't listen to that.
What do you listen to?
You know, I like old school punk rock and some metal and... Listen to you guys.
Well, no wonder you're listening to us. If you like metal.
We play a lot of heavy metal.
Right. Well, you know, the kids got me into you guys from taking them to school and stuff, so we always try to do the mind bender.
Well, thank you for listening, buddy.
Yeah.
That's nice of you.
Here, I got a little something for you, all right?
All right. There you go.
Now make your gym sounds.
Yeah. Dan, you are dismissed. Go have a good day.
All right, you guys too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Lynn, we don't have a winner yet.
Okay, I'm still here.
It's down to you and Jillian. You are the last two, and you have moved in the last 90 days?
Yes, just this past weekend, I moved from Wheat Ridge to Littleton into a 2-bed, 2-bath condo. Yeah.
Well, that's good. That's nice.
Just you, or do you have people with you?
So I have a 12-year-old daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, so it's us.
So you don't need a huge place, then.
Why so far, like, across town? You for work, school? What's the story?
You know, I was just kind of looking on the west side of town, and I work on the west side of town, and so, yeah, it just worked out that it happened to be in Littleton, and I like the area. It's really pretty.
It is pretty. I live in Little Fun, so.
Yeah.
I love me some Littleton.
I lived for a briefly in Littleton.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's pretty good. What's your 12-year-old daughter into right now?
She is into softball and just hanging out with friends and trying to get away from me as much as possible.
Sure.
Yeah. She's that
her
age.
Own thing.
Yep.
She have her own phone already?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for about a year, and that was, like, a huge mistake. But
Do you keep track of everything that she's doing on there?
Yeah, I spot check it from time to time, so.
What have you found? Like, what's the thing you found that really got to you?
God.
Come on.
Well, there's definitely some vulgar language, you know, with her and her friends. And I'm just like, you know, these other parents are going to see this, too. And
have you had the talk with, you know, anyone can screenshot this and send it and save it.
Yes.
And, yeah.
Absolutely. She's going through a class, our whole lives program soon, and they're going to be talking about that. But it's like forever out there, you know. I'm telling her, like, whatever you put out there.
What's the name of the class she's going through?
Oh, it's called Our Whole Lives, and it's kind of like a sex ed class. They have them in schools and churches and stuff. And so she's doing one through our church, and it's for seventh graders.
Well, that explains the foul language, I guess.
Yeah. So, yeah, fun times, though. 12-year-old, let me tell you.
They make up some new ones. You're like, that's a pretty good combo that you use there.
Yeah.
I'm not even mad. I'm impressed.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm learning all the lingo of the young generation.
You know what the zucchini means and everything, and or the eggplant. What is the emoji? I don't even know.
Oh, look at you.
The peach, right? The peach is the butt, right?
Yeah, and these shipping. So, like, if two people are going together, they're shipping, relationship in, I guess.
Oh, we're shipping, bro. Huh. That's just what I do with UPS. I didn't know that. Let's try to work that into the show tomorrow.
Shipping?
I'm shipping. We're pretty street.
Yeah, we are. Lynn, let's play Rattle Off. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. 10 seconds. Where are we? Where's one that we haven't done? Here's one that we tried yesterday and we couldn't get a winner, but we don't think it's very hard. So you might be able to do this one, and you've got a kid.
Mm-hmm.
10 seconds, Lynn. 5 toys that are traditionally used outdoors. 5 toys that traditionally are used outdoors. Ready and go.
Okay, trampoline, rollerblades, pogo stick, softball, balls, basketball, volleyball.
Softball and balls.
I think I would have to count that as 2 because 2. Just plain old balls.
Like
right,
4
right.
square ball or
I think I would have
ball.
To count that.
Just those rubber balls that you get at like Walmart that are in that
exactly.
like bin, you know, that you pull out and they're like a buck.
And don't you play with them? They're in the store
ball.
And then you shoot them into the bin in the store.
Yeah. Or you try to get them in your basket in the store.
I'm going to say you're a winner.
Good job, Lynn. You knew balls.
Yeah.
Well done.
Thank you.
Congrats. You have to check your text messages, it sounds like.
Right. Are you seeing anybody, Lynn?
Oh.
Yes.
Because I'm just wondering, that's a whole nother conversation. That might be a topic for our show very soon. The when you are a single parent and then you start dating somebody and the whole thing about introducing them to your kid and how long before you introduce them to your kid and that kind
right.
of stuff.
Does this guy live in Littleton?
No.
No, okay. I was wondering if that was a little bit of the reason for the move, mm-hmm. but...
Listen, you are a delightful. Stand by, and Josh is going to tell you about your prize, okay?
Bye, Lynn.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Thank you for hanging out with us. And Jillian completely stayed on the line.
Wow, Jillian, thank you.
You were so close. I know. Look, it was like right there.
Darn it.
And I knew like 4 of those, so, ugh.
I bet you knew the female country stars, didn't you?
I definitely knew that one, and I knew the dinosaurs. I have 2 sons, so we read dinosaur books all the time.
Yeah.
And Mexican's my favorite food, so.
My oh, man, goodness. You would have won like 5 times.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Well,
oh, well,
name the 5 dinosaurs right now. Ready, go.
Ankylosaurus, Triceratops, Velociraptor, T-Rex, and Archelosaurus.
I don't know that one, and I don't know the first one that you said.
That's so good.
You're really smart.
How do you know so much about dinosaurs?
Because of those 2 kiddos of mine. One is obsessed with dinosaurs, so we read a book that talks about baby dinosaurs, and so those are, like, the 5 that they talk about in
It's funny, like, every kid goes through the dinosaur phase, you know, where
true.
You love the dinosaurs. You have the little plastic dinosaurs that are scattered about outside.
So true.
Very true.
Yep.
So
I
you moved?
I also do, like, construction trucks.
Okay, do 5 of those right now. Go.
Roller truck, dump truck, excavator, digger, crane truck.
And the backhoe.
Right, that's right.
Baby
yeah.
got backhoe.
You know what? You just, like, really impressed me with all this, so you didn't get the chance to actually play. But you know what I'm going to do is I'm going to mail you a Mindbender book just because.
Oh, awesome.
Would
yeah.
that be fun for you and your kids?
Yep, we listen to the Mindbender every morning on the way to school. I just happened to be headed into the office today for Rattle Off.
Well, you know what? I will sign it to you and your kids. If you will stand by Josh will get, in fact, I'll come back here in a moment. I'll get your mailing address and we'll get it in the mail to you. Tell us about your move in the last 90 days.
We actually just moved from Loveland to Berthoud, so not very far, but much closer to family. We actually live in the same neighborhood as pretty much our whole family. So,
is that good or bad?
That's good.
Depends on the day.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, built-in babysitters now, if you need them.
Definitely built-in babysitters. Our older son loves to ride his bike to Grandma's or Jima's house, and so that is great.
The grandparents are going to love it.
Good for you. Yeah. So it's a good move. You're happy with the move.
Yeah, it's a great move.
Good for you.